Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We now return you to Drew Garabo Live.
Well, this is a real honor because without Jim Phillips, I wouldn't be here to speak to you right now for many different reasons. 17 years old, and I'd come home, and my mom would be listening to AM talk radio. That was nothing new. She just, you know, that's the only place you could listen to talk radio. And you know, by the time I got home from school, Jim was on in the afternoons. He spoke in a very direct way that really utilized the English language and exuded gentlemanly demeanor, if that makes sense at all. He could be crass. He could be cross. He could be many things. But little did I know that some 20, 30 years later, he'd still be someone that I know and call friend. And now, I guess, if we can believe him this time, he says goodbye to radio. Jim, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Drew, I need a job. I need a job. The market's down again. I really need a job. I got 50 years experience, 31 in talk radio. I can do this, Drew. I can really do this.
I don't know, Jim.
Oh, my God. I'm on the Drew Garabo Show. I can't believe it. I'm on a bigger market than Orlando. Oh, my God. This is terrific.
Just think about Tampa, St. Pete, Sarasota, Fort Myers.
Oh, my God. I'm all over the place. You know, my brother Johnny, who lived in Tampa all his adult life and passed away earlier this year, he was a big fan of yours. And he said, didn't you work for Garabo? And I said, Johnny, Garabo worked for me. I said, oh, yeah. And I said, Johnny, you know, I got a show too. And I said, yeah, I think I like his better.
Well, I wouldn't have one if not for you, my friend. And you know, you tried to retire about a year ago, and intelligently, iHeart backed a truckload of money up to your doorstep and said, hell, we'll give you Fridays off too. And you reconsidered. Any reconsidering going on in your brain right now?
No. And, you know, it's here, I'll give you a clue. I work this thing when you have a clue and you don't have a clue. And when you get to the point where you don't have a clue about things in life, it's time to hang it up. So name me five hip hop artists now at the top of their game, and I'll tell you whether I have a clue. Just go one by one.
All right.
Just give me five.
Eminem.
Yeah, I got a clue.
You got it. All right. Let's. And by the way, that's really reaching.
Yeah.
That Eminem would be top five. Who is at the
go,
top
let's
of the
go
game?
I mean, really top five. You got to.
You know Kanye West, right? You're familiar with Kanye.
Yeah. But I mean, guys are really up and coming.
Drake or
Lil Pump. You know who Lil Pump? Lil Xan? Lil Yachty?
Clue. No clue. No clue.
Kodak Black? Any of
no
these?
Clue. That's four out of five. Give me one more.
Lil Yachty. Migos.
Migos. Yeah, you know Migos.
Oh yeah, I know them. Give me one more. Give me one more.
Who's a newer?
Post Malone?
No clue. See,
right.
So when no clue is higher than clue, then it's time to say, I'm getting out of here.
Wow.
I mean, there are times when I hear people talking, my producers or whatever on there. I just have a clue. And, you know, it's like, whatever. Time to move on to something else.
Well, you are, and I'm looking forward to seeing what that brings for you. Your career is so illustrious that I often lose sight of the fact that you once fulfilled every young boy's dream, and you went off and joined the circus.
I did. I joined the circus. I got fired from a radio job. I think I told somebody, you know, whatever, and they fired me. And I saw a show on TV about the circus. So I went to the library. There was no internet at the time. And I looked up circuses, and there were actually more than Ringling Brothers, there were traveling circuses. They would call them mud shows. And they would set up in pastures and go from town to town every 2 days or so. And they were three rings under the tent, meaning under the canvas. So I got a job as a ringmaster. I call the guy with the circus. You need anybody? So what do you do? Well, I just got fired from radio. He said, radio? And I said, yeah, okay, I need a ringmaster. Head to Flomaton, Alabama.
Oh, man.
I was I bought a camper. I was so scared. It took me 2 days to get out of the camper to go see this guy who hired me. And this is a true story. This circus Genoa out of Flomaton, Alabama, would go from town to town every 2 days. You know, these are towns where people never seen an elephant. They wouldn't know an elephant if it came out of a garage. so they give me the microphone, right? And I said, see this guy in this arena? That's Kenny Benoit. And he says, what does Kenny Benoit do? Well, you got to introduce him. He's the lion tamer. And they get, this is a true story. I swear to God, this is a true story.
Right.
And they give me, I got the microphone, I got the whistle, the whole thing. He gives me a pistol. It's like a revolver where you'd spin that cylinder.
Oh, yeah.
If you'd spin the cylinder, it would fall out. It was like a Don Knotts type of gun.
Right.
And I said, what am I supposed to do with this? Number one, it doesn't have any bullets in it. I said, well, you know, if by some chance the lions eat Kenny Benoit, throw the gun at him because you're going to be eaten next. And true story, the line was, ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, cast your eyes to the steel arena. African lions and royal Bengal tigers, Kenny Benoit. And they actually had a 5-piece cornet band that would strike up Born Free. I lasted a week and a half at that job. And no disrespect to the gay and lesbian community, because I've been a big supporter of that community for years.
Yeah.
But all the clowns were gay. They were swell. They were great guys. But I had these recurring dreams thereafter that I was being blank raped by guys with big rubber noses and floppy feet, floppy shoes. That's a true story.
That's freaking great. We were speaking to Jim Phillips, broadcasting legend, who hangs it up next week to move on. Obviously, clearly lucid still, and that's good. John Senning, you have something for Jim?
Yeah, Jim, you've been doing this for so long. I imagine it's going to be hard to just turn that broadcast button off. Can people expect to see you pop up with your own thing, whether it be a podcast or something else, in this anytime soon or anytime ever?
Podcast is number three on the list. Number one on the list is to take a microphone. I'm going to travel the planet with that microphone. And the first place that I stop and somebody looks at that microphone and says, what's that? That's where I'm staying. That's where I'm going to stay. If not that, then I'm going to get a job at a bakery. There's a bakery not too far away. And, you know, it's like an Italian bakery, and I think I'd be really pretty good at that. It's like, what, the big ciabatta's not good enough for you?
Well, you are the type to throw yourself into interest sometimes at the drop of a hat, and it fascinates me to think about how you've gone through them. And some of my favorite stuff was listening to you talk about skydiving on ecstasy.
That was the first time. Let me just say, if you're going to skydive, and it was a tandem jump, thank God, you know, you're strapped to somebody. Yeah,
right.
And I was on ecstasy, and it was wonderful. It was beautiful. The second time I did it, I wasn't on ecstasy, and I don't do it. You're better off the first time with ecstasy, let me tell you.
Jim Phillips joins us. He does afternoons in Orlando, an icon who, I was talking to the guys before the show in our office, and I was like, man, you know, when I think about the activities in which Jim and I, first of all, you've helped me fall in love with shooting, something I enjoy to this very day with the shotguns. We do trap and skeet and all that stuff out at the TM Ranch. And then we played one-on-one basketball for a while. You introduced me to Mahjong, which is a wonderful tile game that's somewhat card-based. And then racquetball, when I was out of radio for 3 years at the RDV, during which you told me, do not get back into radio. It's a horrible industry.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I remember the lunch. I was driving into work today, and I said, oh, yeah, because I remember we went out to lunch, and he said, what do you think I ought to do? And I said, Drew, I think you ought to go back to school. And I could see it in your face, like, I'm not doing that. I'm not going back to school. But the radio gig, it sure beats selling basketball tickets, doesn't it, Drew? Doesn't it? I mean,
it does, man. And you,
Drew, I need a job. I really need a job. I mean, I'll work for nothing. I'll work for, you know, whatever you can. Just open the door for me, please.
Well, you know, you've done a lot for me, so I guess I could do that.
Let me straighten something out. When the company said, hey, could you put in another year? I said, well, give me a big bag of money and a 4-day work week. And they said, we'll give you a 4-day work week. There was no big bag of money. you know this company as well as I do.
Oh,
there was no big bag of money.
I certainly do. Seth Kushner, something for Jim Phillips.
Jim, when Drew first started working with you back in the day, did you ever think that he would make it in radio and be able to host his own show one day?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you can tell. My wife refers to certain people, and she says they have the woo. They have, you know, there's just, you can tell. You can tell almost immediately whether somebody, if they utilize their talents, you know, and as long as they don't piss off certain people, they're going to go far. You know, I knew Drew would make it. I knew he'd be a star.
That's funny.
Oh, my God, I'm on the Drew Garoppolo Show. I can't believe it. Oh, my God.
I wish your brother could listen to
this. My nephew might be listening.
you know, it's funny that you mentioned right away when we started that, because we had the same office. Ed Till, I would work on his show, and I would sit in the same office as Jim, completely petrified to even talk to him because I'd listened to this guy for so long. I even went to one of his personal appearances at a nightclub where he was supposed to greet people for either his birthday or an anniversary on the air. I wouldn't even talk to him. I just grabbed a Jim on a stick. I was like, love your show. Bye. So I would, and then finally we start talking and he asked me if I'll hang out on his show. I was ready to quit radio. I took a full-time gig. This is Ed Till. My producer, Drew, is an idiot. This guy sucks. So I hated Ed. I was ready to leave radio. And then one day Jim just turns and he goes, boy, that Ed can be a real jerk, huh? I was like, oh, my God. He talked to me. And from there, I went to work on his show. I do fart jokes and stupid voices that would make him laugh. And then
Ed Till holds the record for working at the most radio stations in the United States. I think he's worked at literally every radio station that broadcasts. And that was a pretty good Ed Till impression.
Yeah. Thank you. I show the guys. And then we have to go look him up on YouTube to see how accurate that is. But listen, I know you got a show to do, and I won't keep you. I just want to say thank you on a personal and professional level.
Oh, you're welcome.
For everything you've done, Jim. I wouldn't be here without you. And
I knew you'd be a big star. I had no question about that. But just remember, you know, I really do. I'm not kidding around. I really need some work, Drew. You know, one of these clowns you got working for you, you know, you get pissed off at him. Give me a holler, right? I know how to do it.
Done and done, my friend. I appreciate the time and safe travels, all right?
You got it, buddy.
Thanks, Commodore.
All right. Take care. All right.
You all right?
Yeah, dude. That the end there when he said that he knew it about me, like,
that's why I asked.
Thanks.
Got the woo.
His wife is an unbelievably wonderful and beautiful human being. I wish I could put into words the feeling of listening to someone on the radio for so long, getting to meet him and know him, and then I'll never forget the moment when he had a longtime producer named John Alexander, one of his best friends. Died of cancer.
Oh, no.
Like, died while he was Jim's producer. Oh. And I would listen and I'd call in, because I told you guys, I'd like call some radio shows. And John would take the time to talk to me. And he's like, why don't you think about getting into radio? And so he was working some back channels to get me like at least an interview. And then I heard Jim one day with Miss B, this new character. And I called and I said, hey, where's John? And she just hung up on me. And I'm like, whoa, I'm just trying to find out. And so be nicer to people. And then I found out Jim announced the next day that John had passed from cancer. And I was just like, well, that's tragic for him. And my radio dreams are gone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.